Hundreds of people sipped on iced tea and nibbled on carrot cake as the speeches began, beginning with Governor Bev Perdue.
This state is the epicenter of growth, and no matter what side of the aisle you sit on policy-wise, in North Carolina and America, the economy takes center stage.
Perdue reminded the crowd of the state's bustling population growth, high-ranking business climate, and drop in unemployment rate.
I have to tell you that I'm cautiously optimistic. For the really the first time since I've been governor, I feel very hopeful.
So the economy is going to get better. I want to be positive about that, as the governor suggested.
Harry Davis is a professor of banking at Appalachian State University. He says we should feel somewhat hopeful. Davis predicts interest rates will stay low, and he thinks the state and national unemployment rates will continue to fall, but not by much because of all of the jobs being purged from state and local governments. Davis says housing has already hit rock bottom, so it has to get better, but he says it will take a while.
The post-World War II baby boomers and the generation, that's me, and the generation in front of me, we built all the 4,000, 5,000, and 6,000 square foot houses in the mountains and at the coast and country clubs and everywhere else. And we hate them now. We want to get rid of we hate grass, we hate gutters, we hate leaves. We can't wait to get out of this elephant, but there's nobody behind us in the population snake to buy them.
That's because consumer confidence is low. People don't have the jobs or money they want, but there is money out there. Bob Ingram is general partner of Hatteras Venture Partners and former CEO of Glaxo Welcome.
Every company I serve, and I'm on 6 corporate boards, every company I serve without exception has more cash on their balance sheet than they've ever had in the life history of that company. And yet every company, as Harry indicated, is being very, very careful about capital investment and adding jobs in the U.S. And a lot of it has to do with the demagoguery and uncertainty coming out of our nation's leaders.
And that uncertainty may last for much of the year as the election takes center stage.
Thank you to our sponsors and to each of you for being here. And we'll see you next year on the first business day of 2013.
Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.